You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
This is the BetQL Audio Network. I'm Joe Ostrowski on Twitter at Joe0670. My co-host Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. Eli producing, Jake Galley directing today. Joey Kanish will be dropping by to talk about what we witnessed in the playoffs. And he also posted a video of himself ranting after the news came out. Dan Campbell will be the head coach of the Detroit Lions. So can't wait to talk to Kanish. Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus will be here as well. Ross Tucker, I know you were calling one of the games this weekend. I want to hear about your experience. But first, anything is possible! What's up, Ross?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably saw my Twitter, but you know he's from my hometown, right?
I feel like you know half of the NFL. They're all from the same area by you.
No, I mean, that's not true, but like, so I'm from a small town an hour west of Philly called Reading, Pennsylvania, is like the city. Mm-hmm. And then Wyomissing is sort of the even smaller town. And he went to the rival high school, but yeah, I mean, two quick funny stories on Chad Henne to get you started here, Joe, on a Monday. His dad used to work at the hospital, and if you worked at the hospital, you could lift at my high school's weight room. So when I was in college, maybe even my first year in the NFL, I used to like work out with his dad. His dad was like a big, strong dude. And his dad would be like, and you can probably appreciate this, Joe. His dad would tell me about his son. And his son was like in seventh and eighth grade. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he's great. I'm sure, you know, everybody's son is the greatest and blah, blah, blah. Well, next thing you know, he's starting for Wilson High School, where Kerry Collins and John Gilmore, all these guys went, as a ninth grader in the first game. This is a huge high school, perennial top 10 in the state of Pennsylvania. He's at the junior high. They have to like bus him to take him to the varsity practices. All his little junior high buddies, Joe, are wearing their junior high jerseys on Thursday afternoon to play their Thursday afternoon junior high games. The guy's the starting quarterback for Wilson High School as a freshman. Then he started the first game at Michigan. First game, true freshman, started at Michigan, yeah. Played all 4 years. Now he's like, what, his 13th year in the NFL. So I've known him for a while. He played with my cousin. And my cousin tells the story that eighth grade, Joe, Chad played fullback and linebacker. And they ran a fullback option pass. And they threw the ball, you know, Henny's the fullback. He takes a couple of steps and then he throws it like 55 yards in the air in eighth grade. And the head varsity coach was watching and he said, "Who the hell is that?" And they said, "Oh, that's Chad Henne. He's going to be our next great fullback linebacker." And the coach goes, "The hell he is. That's our quarterback." And the rest, as they say, is history. So I've known him for a while. Really, it's a very small town. Very happy for him. Because, dude, after the interception, I was like, oh, man, he's going to be the GOAT. But then the Chiefs got to stop. Look, the Browns had their chance. After he threw that pick in the end zone, I still don't even know what happened there. But the Browns had their chance. They couldn't get a first down. They punted away. And Henny, first of all, like on third and five, throws the ball to Damian Williams to get the first down. Then third and 14, dude. Third and 14 to have a scramble like that. And then Andy Big Balls Reed. I still can't believe they called that. I mean, it worked, tip of the cap. But what if Henny has a bad throw? What if Tyreek Hill drops it? You're giving the Browns the ball on your side of the 50 with like a minute left? I don't know about that decision, Joe. I mean, I think I would have either tried to make him go offsides or punted it away.
A lot of coaching decisions that we can question in that game. There were some common themes that we can discuss with the four teams left that we will be watching play for their right to go to the Super Bowl on Sunday. So a lot coming up here on Bet Sweats. Ross Tucker, let's talk about how things went for the weekend. Overall, it early on Saturday, it was favorites. And then on Sunday, it was about the dogs. Myself, went 3-1. See, the one really bothered me though, man. The game you were at, I was so ticked off about Baltimore because that was the one I had the most confident in, and it just killed so many teasers. But I hit on Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland plus 10. Cleveland, wow, the wild point spread swing that we saw on Sunday morning. It was sitting 10 all week, and then I look up, it's 7.5, a half hour before kickoff.
Well, listen, dude, picture me, okay? So I only put three bets in. I put Bucks plus the 3, easy money.
Got it.
Browns plus the 10. Maybe I needed Mahomes to get hurt, but whatever. It's still, I mean, look, it still, I think, would have been a competitive game. I still think it would have been close. So that one cashed. The only one that didn't was my two-team teaser when I had the Packers. I talked about it all week last week, Joe. Had the Packers teased down to -0.5. That was a good teaser leg. And then the Ravens teased up to +8.5. I mean, as if it wasn't bad enough that Justin Tucker, my brother from another mother, hits the field goal post twice. Imagine being on the call, Joe. Imagine being on the call of the game as Lamar Jackson throws that pick. And by the way, it was incredible. I tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL. Those were the loudest 6,700 people in the history of the world. I mean, when the Ravens were backed up that one series, they got back-to-back false starts because they couldn't hear the snap count. 6,700 people, not 67,000. 6,700. It's remarkable. They didn't sit down the whole game, Joe. That was 26 years of pent-up frustration. It was glorious. I'm so happy for those people. Although I got Bills fans tweeting me, "You're a traitor, man. You bet against us, dude." Like, guys.
You support the Bills more than anybody.
I know. But when I'm on a show where we talk about betting, or when I'm making my pick straight up, like, I have to say what I think. And I thought the Ravens were going to win the game. And by the way, it was a very even game. I mean, they're going in to tie the game. Second down, nobody covers Hollywood Brown. And Lamar Jackson misses him, throws it at his feet. You know, he had a little bit of pressure, but come on. And then third down, he doesn't even see Taron Johnson, who baits him into that throw. And then not only the interception, but for it to be 101 yards, pick six the other way, Joe, that's the play. I mean, that was the whole play of the game. But by the way, even after that, okay, I don't know if you had the Ravens in. Did you have the Ravens in a teaser leg, or did you just take them with the points or money line?
I did a teaser leg. We talked about that one all week. Green Bay, Baltimore, Saturday teaser. Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing, though. How about the fact, Joe, that on one series, Tyler Huntley misses Hollywood Brown running down the sideline? How does that happen? How does Hollywood Brown run down the side? How did the Bills let Hollywood Brown get behind him? And he missed him. And then how about when they got all the way down there? And J.K. Dobbins drops a pass, probably would have scored.
Andrews.
Mark Andrews drops one in the end zone that he never drops. I thought I would, I mean, honestly, Joe, in a perfect world, the Bills winning by 7, I would have had a perfect weekend because I have an affinity for the Bills. Yeah. All my bets would have been perfect. That would have been like the weekend of my life if the Ravens had just been able to cover. Let me ask you something. Do you think Lamar Jackson will ever get to a Super Bowl and win it?
It took that play for everyone that sort of gave him a little credit, but reluctantly last week, you know, okay, he wins a playoff game. It's over. Like, we can stop with the Lamar stuff. And then that happened. That play happened and that game happened. Yeah, but that's big picture. What are the Ravens doing moving forward? Is he with the Ravens forever? Are they going to have a tough decision to make? Are they going to pay him a mega, mega contract moving forward? I he's too young. So, yes, I do think that he'll get there at some point. But if
I'm not sure he will.
Yeah.
Because
of Mahomes, yeah.
Well, watching these games this weekend, like, you got to make some – I mean, he's going to have to – I don't know that he's a consistent enough thrower of the football that they are going to be able to win 3 or 4 games in a row. Like, you know – I mean, think about these games, man. The margin for error is like that. It's so small. It's one play here, one play there. Like, Jared Goff actually impressed me, and they still lost. Goff made a bunch of good throws. Baker Mayfield played – like, awesome, and they still lost. You know, it gets me thinking, like, Lamar missed 3 or 4 throws in that game, and he had that pick 6. And in the AFC, he's going to have to go through Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, if they ever get their you-know-what together, Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure he's going to get there, man. I'm not sure it's going to happen for him.
So I had a similar thought, but it was just how teams are built in different ways. I was thinking the same about teams that are built on defenses, where that is the better unit on the team. In this NFL, with these rules, this phenomenal quarterback play, can you put together enough wins in a row against all these good quarterbacks to go to the Super Bowl? Like, in this era, are we going to see – great defenses go where they don't have a great quarterback if they just have a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think it's going to be very, very difficult. And I two things. One is I tweeted this last night. Think about the final four right now, Joe. Mm-hmm. You've got the top three vote getters for the MVP. I'm assuming Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Aaron Rodgers. And then you've got the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. It just makes it seem like, and I was on with your boys this morning, Joe, Mullion Hall on 670 The Score in Chicago.
Yep.
And you just realize, like, they were asking me my thoughts on pace, everything. I think the more I think about it, the fact that Nagy hasn't had a losing season with a quarterback that's definitely not top 20 in the NFL. And, I mean, Trubisky's probably not even top 25 in the NFL. He's probably one of the seven worst.
And Nick Foles, who's definitely not top 25 right now.
Right. So, like, I guess from a pure coaching standpoint, part of me is a little impressed that they haven't had a losing season yet and they've got an overall winning record with bottom seven quarterback play.
The losing season's coming up. If you take a look at that schedule coming up for the 2021 season, Ross, I was thinking of the same thing. The MVP candidates, 3 of 4. Here's a couple other things. Of course, great offenses. So these four teams, they're all top five in points per game, offensive yards per play, offensive DVOA, explosive pass rate with these elite quarterbacks. And the coaches, LaFleur, you have McDermott, of course, Big Ball's Andy Reid on fourth down, Bruce Arians. These are all aggressive coaches as well.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good point. They're all very aggressive coaches. But I think those two things go hand in hand a little bit. Yep. I think they're aggressive
because
of who their quarterback is. I think sure. Although, you know what? I take that back. Because it was
Henny.
It was Henny. And Andy Reid was still aggressive. Like, it's so funny because everybody on Twitter was like, Vrabel would have punted. Tomlin would have punted. Nagy. But I got to be honest with you, I'm still not sure that was the right decision because the Browns needed a touchdown. They had no timeouts left. It wasn't a field goal. They needed a touchdown. I think I would have punted away. And by the way, your defense had just stopped them to a three and out.
So let's look at that. There are a lot of coaching moments in the Chiefs-Browns game where you could question it. Now, Stefanski. Our guy, we've been pumping him up all season. We told you before the year, he was mid-20s, coach year, go get it. We don't know if he's going to win it, but he's got our vote so far. The thing you can question about Stefanski was punting it with 4:23 left. Now you're deep in your own end. It's 4th and 9. You're up by 5. But the reason I considered it is because you only have one timeout left, and you don't know if you're getting the ball back. I think we both can agree, Ross, that if Mahomes is healthy, you're not punting it in that situation because you don't know if you're getting the ball back in this spot with one timeout due to the challenge. They decided to punt, and they still didn't get the ball back with Henny on the other side.
Yeah. I don't hate the decision to punt. It was what, 4th and 9? 4th and 8?
4th and 9.
I hated the third down play. I mean, the third down play, you throw the ball out to Kareem Hunt in the flat. I almost feel like if you're going to do that, then you got to go for it on fourth down. Otherwise, third down, you got to give yourself a chance. You got to give yourself a chance to get the first down.
Ross, weren't you having flashbacks to last week? And we sat here on Monday and we said, boy, if you change one play in these games, the Bears-Saints game, it was the Wims whiff on the sure touchdown. The Steelers-Browns game. Oh, that fumble to start the game. You score a touchdown. Cleveland goes up, and here goes the run, 28 points in the first quarter. What if you take away the Higgins fumbling, and then you have the rule where it goes on the 20, Kansas City has the ball. Phenomenal play by Sorensen, arguably by many, and I'm there with one of the worst rules that we have in the NFL. You change that play, Mahomes' injury still happens. Maybe we're talking about Cleveland in the AFC Championship.
Right, and that's not the thing is, though, that's not a new rule. Like, none of us love the rule. None of us feel like that's the way the rule should be, but it is the way the rule is. Mm-hmm. So if you're Rashard Higgins, you can't do that. Like, you cannot do that. And if you heard, you know, this is one of the things I love about Kevin Stefanski. After the game, he said, we tell the guys, unless it's fourth down, not to do that. We tell the guys, unless it's fourth down, not to do that. Like, he appreciates the hustle, the effort, but they are told not to do that in that situation. And he did it anyway, and it cost him.
I don't know that I was as impressed as Tony Romo, but something that kept going through my mind, I know people are going to say that the Browns are a regression candidate next year. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the offseason. Stefanski, get Baker some weapons. But I was so impressed with Baker, what we saw at the end of the season. I think they're in a good spot moving forward.
Totally agree. I mean, I think they're in an awesome spot. Look, they need to get better on defense, and they will. That's the big thing, is they need to get better personnel on defense, but I think they will. They're going to have an interesting decision. Maybe it's not with Odell Beckham Jr. too. Mm-hmm. I think you move on. I mean, he's not worth the money. No. Trade him. Get something back in return.
All that time on the bench, just sitting out, is Kansas City going to come out rusty? And you look at Mahomes going up against Cleveland before the injury, 11 for 12, back-to-back touchdown drives to start the game. Absolutely zero rust. Any chance he's not out there? I don't see it.
I think he'll be out there. There is an independent neurologist. I will say this, Joe. Don't you feel like there are going to be stories written? I feel like I can already sense there will be stories written by people that will say, I saw it with my own two eyes. That young man was knocked woozy. He needed help to be on his feet because he was knocked woozy. He should not be allowed to play tackle football a week later. And I think people are going to make a big deal out of it, Joe. I really do.
Yeah, there will absolutely be that crowd, and we will see that highlight hundreds and hundreds of times if you have ESPN or NFL Network on at any point this week. But Andy Reid's already said, oh, he's doing great right now, and he passed all the things that he needed to pass. It's like they are already setting it up.
But hold on a second. Let's talk about that, okay?
Yeah.
If he passed everything he needed to pass,
right?
Why was he ruled out with a concussion?
Yeah,
confused. He needed to pass. Why did he get ruled out with a concussion?
Your season was on the line. See, it was funny the way Reed put it. He said he's doing great right now. He passed all the deals he needed to pass. I don't know what that means. When did he pass these deals, and what are these deals?
I don't know. I don't know, but I think that's kind of already trying to get ahead of it. Look, yeah. I think we'll all be surprised if he doesn't play, for a lot of reasons.